Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, this is Sean.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, it's Safer Mustard Plug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resignators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
Sasha. And hey, this is Graham. We're the Mad Caddies, and you're listening to
Scar Nation.
Perfect thing, but I know a lot of people who have died for this idea. Don't forget about your history, we always fought for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free, Ukraine must be free.
Everybody sing with me. Big brother's watching you. He feeds us lies, he eats our lives. But we can break his point of view. All we need, just stand and fight. All men create living in equality, but we're still fighting for liberty, 'cause our country must be free. Sing with me if you agree.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free.
All together sing with me.
Ukraine must be free. Ukraine must be free. What to be done?
cause we're only one shot.
Thank you. Howdy, folks. This is Chris,
Andy,
and Scott.
We are from The Living End, and we're here for RAD, Recording Artists, Actors, and Athletes Against Drink Driving. I see a lot of things at gigs. Dogs, nudity, clowns, but mostly people having a good time and a few drinks. What I'd hate to see is someone getting behind the wheel after they'd been drinking.
So if you plan to drink, plan ahead.
Arrange a designated driver who won't drink or stay the night at a friend's place.
Some good old classic Aussie ska from 1981 there. They were called the 88s. They were out of Newcastle up there in New South Wales. Big shout out to anyone that's up in the Newcastle region that may be listening right now. It was their third single in 1981 off their Top of the World album, She Fell in Love with James Bond. I think it appeared on quite a few of the Australian ska compilations as well. But the 88s, they were pretty big for about 18 months, and more recently, unfortunately, a couple of their band members got into a little bit of trouble. I think they may well still be serving time at Her Majesty's pleasure, or His Majesty's pleasure, as the case may be nowadays. That is unconfirmed, by the way. I know they did get into some issues, and they did get put away, but whether it was short-lived or not, I have no real idea. But that is the 88s out of Newcastle, New South Wales. What a cracking track. And what a cracking start to Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show, coming at you live from Melbourne town to the rest of the world. Thank you for joining me. My name is Beefy. I do this show for fun. Yes, indeedy. And I do it for your listening pleasure. We kicked off the show this week with the VO out of Kyiv in Ukraine. Ukraine must be free. Yes, Ukraine must be free, but so should Palestine, Israel, Myanmar, Taiwan, Taipei, Sudan, Yemen, Iran. The list goes on, people. We're using Ukraine Must Be Free as our overarching anthem for world peace, essentially. The fact that innocent people are getting killed on a daily basis around the world is, well, it's incredibly bloody disturbing. And not only that, my heart goes out to all the Sydney families that, it's awful. It was awful, the stabbings up there in the Westfield Shopping Centre. Anyone that's affected by all of that. And then I believe a priest was stabbed doing a live sermon as well on Sunday night. The world's gone mad. The world has gone mad. Can we all live in peace? peace and harmony and goodwill and all that? No, it's not going to happen, is it? So, we are using Ukraine Must Be Free as our overarching anthem for world peace. All nations must be free, so do the people from the VO. Now, I preach this every week. There is a website called bandcamp.com. Bands from all around the world put their music on bandcamp.com. You can do a location search to try and help those guys out. The VO are based in Ukraine. They're called VYO. That's how you spell their name. They're in Kyiv. In Bandcamp, you can do a location search. You can write Kyiv. You can write Sudan. You can write Palestine, Gaza Strip, Golan Heights, even Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, all those Israeli cities as well. In fact, you can even write Sydney because they're under attack from within right now as well. Bands that aren't usually recording new music or doing gigs or selling merch, you can support. You can buy their digital music. Any areas you feel may be compromised and you just want to investigate bands from those areas, jump on bandcamp.com, buy digital music. That way that money will go directly to the bands that need it. And it won't go to a government for a absolutely fruitless and frivolous war effort. We can do a little bit across the board. Like I said, it can be any region that is compromised right now. Those guys need it more than we do. I know we're all doing it tough right now, but think of others that are a little less fortunate than ourselves. And like I said, are living in compromised times, living in compromised regions, and some in some instances not knowing where the next meal's coming from. So we can do our little bit and get fun on bandcamp.com. You can buy music and that's bloody fun, isn't it? Also, I just got to suggest that Bandcamp is a little bit more direct than other streaming services because you will react and link directly to the bands. You can play their music, you can trial it, you can do whatever. That side of things is free, so you can listen to all the bands across the board. And like I said, if you do like their music, you can buy it for your own personal collection. I believe that music is then yours, unlike other streaming services where you're essentially just renting it. I'm not going to go into all that. There was a kind of a 2010s court case, and I don't know what the outcome was. I'm not that clever, people. You know this. All right, we have done our alphabet through ska. People have said, Beefy, what's next? Well, the alphabet is over, but numbers weren't. Oh, yes, we kicked off this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy with bands that start with numbers. First tune off the blocks, the Two Tone Club from Montbouillard in France. They formed in 1999. Their second album was called Turn Off. Track number one, Tribute to Lloyd. Now, whether it's Lloyd Brevett or Lloyd Nibb, who are both in the Scatlights, I'm not 100% sure, but it may be another Lloyd that they knew as well. When the Gangsters All-Stars broke up in about 1998, they formed the Two Tone Club. Pretty sure the Two Tone Club's still going strong today. They've done four albums so far, but I keep saying this, France is the hotbed of European ska right now, and the Two Tone Club are a big reason why that is. Then we moved to Yorkshire in England. 100 Men. They were more a skinhead reggae group than ska, but Yeah Yeah Girl was their biggest hit, I think. Mick from 100 Men, because they weren't around that long, he went on to be in the, what's he called, Pete Doherty's Baby Shambles. I think he probably still is. Whether Baby Shambles are still going, I'm not 100% sure. They were formed in 1989 with ex-members of Skin Deep and one of the first skinny reggae bands in the UK to revive their early sound. Three demos, Yard Tapes in 1990, In Session 2, 1991, and Reggae Juke in 1993. Cracking band 100 Men. There's a few live, like short live videos on YouTube. You can check out 100 Men. Then we went to Japan, Nagoya, Seven's Market. They have done three albums. They're probably not going. They were around from 2002 to 2009. Their second album is called Dancing Butcher. Joke I took off that album. Not a lot of information about Seven's Market kicking around, but I'm good that I found him for you. Where else do we go then? Salt Lake City, Utah, 004-004-004. I'm not 100% sure. It is thought that they were Utah's first ever ska band. They were around from 1980 to 1983. There is a best of album called State of Affairs, 80 to 83, that came out in 2011. Second Thoughts I took off that album. That was from 1982. What a track that is. I haven't heard of a 004 before. Oh, my word. That is such a good album. It is bloody good listen. I've listened to it today. Their first single, their only single really, came out in 1982 called I Don't Love You, but Second Thoughts, a much better track. Then we move to England, to Coventry. Now, does that city ring a bell with you? Yes, it does. 21 Guns was the name of the band. Why was 21 Guns special? I use that word in particularly, they were the Specials' roadies. Trevor Evans, Johnny Rex, and Kevin Tanner. Yep, they were the Specials' roadies, and they formed their own band. They only did a one release, 21 Guns by 21 Guns. I'm sure the album was probably slated to be called 21 Guns. They were out of Coventry. That came out in 1981. There's not much else about 21 Guns, apart from they supported Hazel O'Connor. Did they support UB40? I'm not sure they did, but they also did a John Peel session in 1981 on the recommendation of Linville Golding and Neville Staple. Just shows you, it pays who you know. But they didn't go on with it, unfortunately. And then we finished off with the 88s out of Newcastle, New South Wales. She fell in love with James Bond. So what do we have? Two Tone Club, 100 Men, Sevens Market, 004... could be 004, not 100% sure. 21 Guns and the 88s. Beefy said, I'll do it, people. I will look after you. I will go beyond the alphabet into the numbers. Now, talking of numbers, this week's Ska Nation Radio with Beefy is brought to you by Numbers and the lucky number 2004. I'll be chucking in tracks from 2004 throughout the show as we go. All right, what do we want to do? Do we want to go 2004? Do we want to go latest news? Well, everyone's talking about it, so I might as well jump straight in. Over the weekend was Coachella. A band got back together for the first time in I don't know how long. The band are called No Doubt. They've absolutely blown people away, although saying that, the crowd seemed a little bit lackluster. I have picked Underneath It All off their Rocksteady album 2001. This is the live version. I've taken it straight from Coachella on the weekend. This is No Doubt. Live, people, live!
I just wanna... Rehearsal seems incomplete, but Come on.
What's that? You wanted more numbers bands? Yeah, the 86 Crew from Paris in France. That was a live version of Prohibition off their Bad Bad Reggae debut album from 1999. Those guys formed in 1995. They started off as a bit of an oi skinhead reggae band and kind of developed into ska stuff. Hadn't really done an album since 2016, but about 3 years ago, put out a single called Green and White Scar, which we have quite happily played on this show. Great tune, Prohibition, like that. Couldn't wait to play it for you. Before that, live, No Doubt, from Coachella on the weekend, Underneath It All, off their Rocksteady album 2001. Now, I also got to say, No Doubt did a cover of One Step Beyond. I couldn't find any footage of One Step Beyond from those guys, so I'm not sure whether it was comical or not. I mean, they're great musicians, no doubt, but whether they can pull off One Step Beyond, I don't really know. Another highlight from Coachella on the weekend was Vampire Weekend. Not because of what they played, but because of what their drummer was wearing. He was wearing a vintage Skanking Pickle t-shirt to drum in. Now, that got me thinking. Vampire Weekend, yes, they did a ska song-ish. So it's time for Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska! From New York City! I want a coffee! Bands You Didn't Know Played Ska, Vampire Weekend. And probably their most ska-y-ish song, A-Punk, off their debut album from 2007, self-titled Vampire Weekend. This is A-Punk, and it's live, folks, live.
Ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
So many rules in school. Oh, too, is anybody out there? I said there's so many blues in school. That's who you are to do, cause some rush for glory days and some preacher preaches ways. Some see all the blues.
Brothers that got that track up to number 21 in the UK charts in our chosen year, 2004. Yes, the Jewelers, Kiss on the Lips was their debut single, although they'd put together quite a few albums before then. But they, like I said, got to number 21 in the UK charts off their Melting Pot album. And then in 2018, Palm Trees and 80 Degrees, Palm Trees and 90 Degrees, something like that. Palm Trees and 80 Degrees got to number one. Yes, number one. in the UK album charts. Not bad for a couple of buskers, hey? Very good band. Can't wait to see them in Australia. But they play so much live in the UK to sold out audiences, I doubt they'll ever leave. Before that, Vampire Weekend, our Bands in a No Place Ska feature for this week, because their drummer wore a skanking pickle t-shirt to Coachella on the weekend, so I couldn't go past Vampire Weekend's A Punk off their debut album in 2007. All right, where are we going to go now? We're going to stick in 2004, but it's On This Day in Ska! On This Day in Ska, local legends Mr. Coffee released the album One In, All In. Yes, 2004, Mr. Coffee, you reformed to play at Ska Nation last year. This is Now and Again.
Away the pain. Whoa, oh, oh, oh.
released on this day in 1982. Got No Brains from Bad Manners off their Forging Ahead album. Only got to number 44 in the UK charts, but they followed it up with My Girl Lollipop, which was a mega hit for Bad Manners. Now, the Bad Manners crew got in touch with me this week to let me know they have just been announced as one of the headline acts for Scarville, Japan, that is taking place in Tokyo in September. Listen to this lineup. Now, I do play a lot of Japanese stuff on this show, as you well know, but Oi! Skull Mates, Rude Bones, The Blue Beat Players, Five State Drive, Kamuri, The Autocratics, The Drops, and The Sideburns. That is happening on the 22nd of September. Scarville, Japan celebrates its 27th anniversary, and Bad Manners will be making the trip for that. And why not? Bloody awesome. Got No Brains, we just played. Let's face it, it's not one of their best. That's why it only got to number 44. Before that, Mr. Coffee, and this was one of their best, Now and Again, off their One In, All In album from our chosen year, 2004. Got released on this day in 2004. Now, they were awesome at Scar Nation last year. Let's hope they can do it again. Possibly this year. Who knows? We are halfway through On This Day in Ska. Today is quite a monumental day in ska and reggae. On this day in 1969, Desmond Dekker and his Aces, the Israelites, got to number one in the UK charts. It was the first ska or reggae song to ever get to number one. Desmond Dekker was the first Jamaican artist to get to number one in the UK as well. So we are celebrating the Israelites changing the face of music forever. From 1969, this is a live version. This actually version isn't from 1969, but the tune is from 1969. This is a live version of Israelites by Desmond Dekker.
Oh,
They're from St. Louis, Missouri. They're called Orange Tree. Their 1999 album, Fixing Stupid, came out on this day in 1999. And I chose my favorite track off that album, Pretzels, because it's a lot of fun. And who doesn't love pretzels? Everybody, apparently. Now, news from the Orange Tree crew. They are headlining the Ningguid Records Music Festival in St. Louis on night one. They're playing with Coolidge, Mega Infinity, and Rumluck, who we've been playing quite a bit of on this show recently. Night two features secret Cajun band Sergeant Skag, friend of the show, courtesy of Tim, and Boss Battle. What a couple of nights that's going to be at the Blueberry Hill. Whatever the Blueberry Hill is, I'm not sure. But Ningguid Records Factory Music Festival. So if you want to get to St. Louis, July 12 and 13 is the dates. Now, they're also playing at Skatoberfest in Tennessee. Cordova, I think it says. My eyes aren't really good. They're playing with Devin K and the Solutions, Left Hand Hot Dog, Stuck Lucky, The Big News, The Scalas and Joystick. What a show that's going to be. And most of all, it's free. So if you're in Tennessee on the 12th of October, you are in for an absolute free feast of ska. So whack that in your memory banks, because that is going to be fan-bloody-tastic. Before Orange Tree, Desmond Dekker and his Aces, live version of Israelites, a momentous day in ska and reggae. Desmond Dekker got to number one on this day in 1969 with his version, not his version, it's his own song, with his own track, The Israelites. I think it's time to go to bed, Beef. I really do think it's time to go to bed. This might make wake, but freaking hell, come on, man. Oh, it's a struggle, I tell you, it's a struggle. Oh. It's bad, isn't it? Some people think I'm very professional on this show, and there's others that know from the inside out that is absolute bag of spanners. It really is. But saying that, it is time for
Beefy's Cover of the Week now, baby. Beefy's Cover of the Week.
The Interrupters. Their brand new version of their 2023 album, In the Wild, the deluxe edition, has this cover on. I'm pretty sure it's Bad Religion, but I'm not 100% sure anymore. I'm questioning myself. This is a live version of Sorrow off the Interrupters' brand new deluxe edition of the In the Wild album. This is Beefy's Cover of the Week, Sorrow.
Can you hear me? How have I let you down? I curse the day that I was born. Fill all the sorrow with this world. Let's take you to a hurting ground. Rock a man.
There will be sorrow, and there there. I'd like to think that if I was, I would pass. Look at the tested and the devil for the grace to wire. Might be a coward, I'm afraid of why.
We've gone back to our good old friend DJ Cummerbund. He has mixed the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones with Coheed and Cambria, apparently. I don't really know who Coheed and Cambria are, but the Atlantic that I favour is what DJ Cummerbund has come up with. Throw a bit of Macho Man Randy Savage in there as well, I noticed at the end. Cracking, I love a bit of mashup from the master himself, the DJ Cummerbund legend. Before that, the Interrupters, Beefy's cover of the week. They have just released In the Wild, their 2022 album. The deluxe edition has just come out, and they've added a couple of tracks on there, a couple of covers, one of which is a live version of Sorrow, the Bad Religion monster hit. Well, I've muddled through somehow. I've got there in the end. I do apologise for the absolute garbage I've been spouting, but hopefully you don't tune in for what I've got to say. Hopefully you tune in for the music. The music is why this is the world's number one ska radio show, and it's definitely not because of me. Our lucky number this week was 2004, and I'm going to go back to 2004. Please check me out on social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter. Just look up Ska Nation Radio. You will get me there. If you've got a request or you're in a band and you want me to play your latest songs or albums or videos, then let me know. Loads of announcements of gigs coming up, which is really cool. It's good to know that the ska scene is busy and going live, because live is where we need it. This Sunday at the Sookie Lounge, two giants of the Melbourne ska scene, the Resignators and the Looney Tunes, go head-to-head. It is a Sunday afternoon gig, so if you're planning to get there Sunday night, you're going to miss the action, people. The Resignators, Looney Tunes is just $20. Come along to the Sookie Lane Sunday afternoon. Kid friendly ska. Bring your kids. Get them into the ska scene early. I am guaranteeing it's going to be fun. We're going to do a few things different on Sunday. I can't wait myself. We're going to roll out with some Australian ska royalty now. From our chosen year 2004, the Porkers put out Now Hear This. This is a live version, and it's quite apt because it comes just after the US Masters Golf. This is Swinging Like Tiger Woods.
All right, here's a little golfing number. Chips on me, my shirt is clean. Practice makes perfect and it's worth it. From the fairway to the green, step aside and let me play on through to the 19th. I'm not content to be number one, but the best there's ever been. And now it's time for me to come up with the goods. So I'm swinging like Tiger Woods. I don't know if I can or if I could. No caddy shackle, we can hack her. Beast me to the green. No handicapper, Sunday tapper. Watching over me. My player profile stats are worthwhile. In every magazine, I'm not content to be number one, but the best has ever been. And now it's time for me to come up with the goods. So I'm swinging like Tiger Woods. I don't know if I can or if I could. So I'm swinging like Tiger Woods.
clean. I'm not content to be number one, but the best you've ever seen. And now it's time for me to come up with this. So I'm swinging like Tiger Woods. I don't know if I can or if I could. Still I'm swinging like Tiger Woods. I'm swinging, I'm swinging, I'm swinging, I'm swinging, I'm swinging like Tiger Woods.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.